Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Is to live your faith. And if we look at our, you know, in the Bible at people, the apostles and followers of Christ who lived their faith, it wasn't easy for them. As a matter of fact, they were attacked. They were, you know, just persecuted. And you have to live your faith. Because right now, we are a free people. And if we can't boldly live our faith when we're a free people, then how do they think it's going to be when they're really tested and they're not a free people? So don't be afraid to live your faith, and that means get involved and stand firm for all of our values in every level of government, city, county, you know, school board, state, federal. Get involved. Show up. Be present. Hold people accountable. Run for office. You know, just get out there. So that's the way to do it. Okay, Greg.
Thank you. God bless you.
I'm totally out of town. Okay. You too, of time. Okay. Bye-bye.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I greatly, greatly appreciate it. Folks, I bring the guests on that I do, the sponsors I have, the people that I interact with. 97% of the time, it's because I believe in what they're doing and what they're saying. Folks, you know, I had COVID myself in December of 2020. I had COVID. I had all the symptoms, the chills, the breathing issues, all of that. I had double pneumonia and I was coughing up blood. But I told my doctor, there is no way I'm going to a hospital. They will kill me. I started on the protocols that Dr. Brian Artis, Dr. Dupuy, Dr. Tenpenny, and Dr. Mikovits recommended, and I did azithromycin, dexamethasone, Symbicort, and albuterol. I am here today. It took time. It took about 2.5-3 weeks to get through it. But folks, I'm telling you, From all that I've studied, and they say follow the science, my next guest is going to take us through it. He's an associate professor of biology at Simpson University in Redding, California, teaches chemistry at Shasta College. He was the team leader of the high-throughput biology team and operations manager of the DOE Genomics, Genomes, to Life Center for Molecular and Cellular Systems at the Pacific Northwest National Laboratory. He also managed applied plant and fungal molecular biology research projects for the Pacific Northwest National Laboratory. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to talk about following the science? My next guest is the science, Dr. Brian Hooker. Welcome. So privileged to have you, sir.
Well, it's a privilege to be on your show, Pastor Greg, and thank you for sharing your testimony of healing of COVID. I'm glad you stuck to your guns, and I'm glad you're here today to tell about it.
Me too, sir. Me too. And I tell people all the time, quercetin, vitamin D3, vitamin C, zinc, essential minerals, a good multivitamin, and support your adrenal gland, to support your endocrine system, and you will have in you the built-up immunities that you need to be able to combat not just this, but flus and colds, all of those things. You got to keep your body strong and healthy if you want to fight this
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly.
Go ahead, Doc. And then I want you to answer this question, because they say, oh, follow the science now. Let's follow
right.
the science now. What is the science telling us?
The science is telling us that you know, these viruses, including COVID-19, are infecting compromised hosts, and they're doing the most damage. And you're seeing the hospitalizations and mortalities in people who are sick, who are already sick, and who have perhaps not taking care of their bodies or their other issues with their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you get the compromise of the system. And that's when this virus is taking hold and taking people down. So, taking care of your body is commensurate to good health. It is commensurate. It's not that you're going to take the magic pill and COVID-19 is going to go away,
right.
and, allopathic medicine is going to help you. You need to do the homework before you get sick.
Well, I remember the Hong Kong flu, and Doc, I'm sure you do too. I'm almost 60 years old. But
right.
I remember the Hong Kong flu. And I, when this started a while, a couple of years ago now, right? I called my mom because I got a meme that came out and said, under the Hong Kong flu, they had Woodstock, which they really did. They really did.
That is correct.
But I called her and I said, hey, Mom, because it was 69. I was 7 years old. I said, Mom, do you remember the Hong Kong flu? She says, oh, yeah. I said, well, what do you remember about it? Here's her quote. I love my mom. Here's her quote. You didn't get it.
Exactly.
And so we got done laughing, and I said, oh, okay. Well, here's the thing you got to understand, Doc. My mom worked for a pediatrician's office in Hayward, California during the Hong Kong pandemic.
Oh, my goodness. So she was exposed.
Oh,
she was exposed to. Right.
Absolutely.
Undoubtedly.
They had kids that came in that had it. They had kids that they treated that had regular wellness checks during that time that didn't get it. And you guess what?
Right.
Nobody wore a mask. Okay?
No.
Nobody died. Okay?
No.
Most of those kids, they got sick. They got a flu, da-da-da-da-da-da. Fluids, vitamin C, all those things that they say today, because what, with a virus, right? It's not really a magic pill, as you said, for a virus, and then we got through it.
Correct. Exactly. And there are good protocols out there. Unfortunately, mainstream science is suppressing the best protocols for COVID-19, and, they're basically wanting everybody to get the shot, everybody to get the injection, regardless of whether you've had COVID and you have robust immunity. It is all about getting the shot. And it's been that way since the advent of COVID. Now, since it came to the United States, it has been the shot, the shot, the shot. And that is the only way forward. And it's very, very unfortunate. And people have paid dearly and paid with their lives because the truth has been suppressed.
Well, and we can talk about Christine Grady. We can talk about Anthony Fauci. We can talk about the NIH. We can talk about the Wuhan lab
right.
and is this related, and is GSK in here somehow? And yes, GSK did actually just do a merger with Pfizer. So that part, yes, there's some truth to that. But we can talk about all
Correct.
Those things. But at the end of the day, the bottom line is that American people have to look at, when somebody's saying to you, inject, 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 what in the heck are they putting in your body? Doc, what are they putting
exactly.
in our body? What is this that they're trying to do to us? And why is there a movie like Vaxxed? Why are there doctors like yourself, thousands of them, that are concerned?
Well, we're putting in a lot of toxins in, you know, and it's not just the COVID-19 vaccine. It's the entire vaccination schedule for both children and adults and infants, that you're putting in a lot of toxic substances that will dysregulate the immune system. They can cause long-term disorders. You know, I have published two papers where I've compared the health of vaccinated children to unvaccinated children, and hands down, with all the conditions that we looked at, the unvaccinated children were healthier. And these are unique studies. These are studies that the CDC refuses to do, and the NIH, National Institutes of Health, where Tony Fauci is from, is a study that they refuse to do. But hands down, the children that are not getting their vaccinations are healthier and have a more robust immune system that can ward off infections, and we can also avoid chronic diseases and disorders like autism, Asperger's disorder, ADD, ADHD, asthma, things like that.
Now, I'm looking, folks, by the way, and I'm going to post this on my personal blog at my website. Analysis of health outcomes in vaccinated and unvaccinated children, developmental delays, asthma, ear infections, and gastrointestinal disorders by Brian S. Hooker and Neil Z. Miller. Talk to me about this. How many folks did we talk? Were a part of this study? How? Because that's obviously they're going to say, oh well, it's the way they, you know, whatever. Talk to me about the study. Talk to me about this study, if you would, please.
This was a study of approximately 2,000 individuals, 2,000 children, and they were from three medical practices. We looked at medical records. These were not just parental accounts of, you know, vaccinations and then disorders that followed vaccinations. These were actual medical records from three medical practices, three pediatric practices, and we looked at children who didn't receive vaccines during their first year of life versus those children that did receive vaccines in their first year of life. And that was our metric, because the most vaccines that are given in the United States, 21 different vaccines are recommended during the first year of life. So we wanted to capture that very aggressive vaccination window. And then we looked at four different disorders. We looked at developmental delays, ear infections, asthma, and gastrointestinal disorders, and we saw that hands down, the unvaccinated children had less incidence of these disorders, and overall, their general health was much better.
Well, I can tell you, after our experience with my eldest and the vaccine reaction that she had, we held off on vaccines. We've got five children, other than my youngest, and I told you about that, who they slipped one in on me. He was born in California. They slipped one in. He now has Asperger's, cerebral palsy, and some challenges. By the grace of God, we are working with him and have worked with him. And my eldest daughter actually worked for the Central Valley Autism Project.
Wonderful.
Yeah, when
wonderful.
He was born, so she was able to give us some great pointers regarding that. But folks, I'm telling you, this is all personal experience, and not personal bias, just personal experience to where we have over the last 20, 30 years looked at this and said, there's a problem here. And when Dr. Judy Mikovits came on and talked about how they incubate and what she discovered, first lauded for her discoveries, and then people got killed.
Exactly, and she got thrown in jail.
Yes,
for her discoveries. Exactly.
Yes,
and essentially, you know, this is science is being suppressed. I was surprised to find a journal that would even publish our particular paper, and that journal, Sage Open Medicine. My hat's off to them for their bravery. I'm sure that they've come under scrutiny and come under criticism for publishing this type of work. But this is peer-reviewed science. This is out on the open literature. This paper sits in the National Library of Medicine. So when people say, well, you know, we're going back to the science, this is the science. It is already out there, including another paper that I just published with Neil Miller just this past June, which affirmed the same results. We did a very, very similar study design, and we also included autism and ADHD, and we affirmed the very, very same results in a different clinical setting with three different medical practitioners. And this is also published peer-reviewed science. So when people say, oh, the science is settled, oh, I'm going to follow the science, this is the science. And these studies are unique. Nobody else has really done a comparison of completely vaccinated children to completely unvaccinated children. So this is unique, and this is definitive, and this is, you know, we've worked very, very hard in order to expunge any type of bias from our research,
right.
And it has withstood the test of time. The paper has been downloaded over 190,000 times. And so this is, you know, it's being disseminated, and we're very, very excited and very, very proud, and I'm glad word is getting out.
Well, and again, another piece, this is from, as you said, the Journal of Translational Science, Health Effects in Vaccinated versus Unvaccinated Children with Co-Varieties of Breastfeeding Status and Type of Birth. I mean, these are detailed, scientific, researched documents that talk about it. So I've got people listening today, and they are, some of them, I mean, I know a high school friend of mine posted about a girlfriend that 39-year-old healthy Latina girl was told, if you don't get the vaccine, you're fired, you can't work here anymore. She did. Within 40 minutes she was in ICU with 105-degree fever, severe headache, and to my knowledge, she still sits in emergency, checked into the hospital, and they're trying to figure out what to do. 19-year-old with a heart problem now that she can no longer be an athlete. She's done. Her athletic career is over. Doc, what do people do? How do they push back against what's happening? I tell you what, hold that thought. We'll be back.
Yep.
How do you push back against it? We also want to tell you there is hope for you. Look, my people perish for a lack of knowledge, Hosea. My people perish for a lack of knowledge. Be educated, be informed. Trinity School of Natural Health is holding the Trinity Health Freedom Expo, October 2nd and 3rd in Tinley Park, Illinois. Go to TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio right after this. Please tell your friends. They need to hear this information. It's so critically important. I'll have the papers posted at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com in my blog. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. 8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call my pillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit mypillow.com.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our energy factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Dr. Hooker said to us, he said, listen, your body is your temple. Think about that for a second. Your body is your temple. And so we have a biblical responsibility to take care of this temple. So that's why I'm going to encourage you. And I'll be there. I'd love to meet you. I'd love to meet you at Tinley Park in Illinois at the Health Freedom Expo, October 2nd and 3rd. Love to meet you there. Come and join us. Go to TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com, TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. 35 days from now, you can still get great airfare to fly in. You're going to go into the Chicago O'Hare, get a Chicago dog while you're there, by the way. You got to get one of those, right, Doc?
Right. Thanks for the reminder.
Yeah, absolutely. Pick up a Chicago dog as you're on your way to get your rental car or however you're going to get out there. But you got to get to this TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com so you can educate yourself and be prepared to make yourself more healthy and fight back against this. How do you tell the employer? How do you... the FDA that gave us, Quaaludes and Vioxx and DES and Fen-Phen, all of which right. They have now said you can't have anymore because, that's illegal. Hello. But FDA approval, that's a big deal, right, Doc?
It is a big deal. But here's the thing. They actually did a bait and switch with the FDA approval. The FDA approval is a product, is for a product Comend ready, which is a vaccine which is not yet on the market. The vaccine that they're distributing, the Pfizer vaccine, the Moderna vaccine, and the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, they are not FDA approved. So by law, they cannot mandate these vaccines. By law, it was a big bait and switch. In fact, what is FDA approved won't be on the market for another 2 years. And so all of this was a bait and switch in order to fool people to fall for these mandates. But these mandates that they're making, employer mandates in order to go to restaurants in New York City, now coming in California, they are all illegal.
Holy smokes. Okay, folks are going to, they're going to get into an argument now with, with a family member, with a whoever, and they're going to say, where did you hear that nonsense? That's not true. I heard it on CNN, or I heard it on the whatever show. I mean, even conservatives are saying it now. Hannity's saying, it is FDA approved. Where do I find this information? And I, because I want to post it. How do I do that?
Okay. What you need to do is go to childrenshealthdefense.org. This is an organization that I work with as well. This is the organization that is that works with Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Okay.
Who is a wonderful man who is spreading the truth regarding vaccines, regarding the COVID epidemic.
Uh-huh.
But you go there, and there is an article. I'll give you the link as soon as we get off.
Great. Okay. And folks, yes. You've got to get to my website, chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com. Today, I will have those medical science papers posted. I will have this link and this information posted. You've got to have the knowledge to be able to fight back. Will you stand? Yes. At the end of the day, God's going to ask you, what did you do? What did you do?
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.